This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take advantage of the opportunity to figure out what's going on in the world. From our perspective, and that combined with your perspective, you can share your thoughts with us on the social media pages, Twitter, at DJV Show. Just follow, find DJV. That's all you have to do. Find DJV and you'll find us. That's the deal on the DJV program. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, the two J's, Jennifer and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week, recuperating from a little procedure, back next week. So here we are, did you dream last night, either of the two of you? Are you dreamers, Jay?
Normally I am, but yes, last night I did not have any dreams.
No dreams. Okay, what about you?
I remember my dream. It's weird because normally I don't remember my dreams, but it must have been one that the alarm roused me from. And I was with some old friends of mine, and we were walking in a lot of sand to try to get to some kind of vacation we were going on.
And where was it, you know?
I can't remember.
I love the sand.
So we were going, and there was, like, weird stuff. There was, like, stuff in the sand. So this is obviously a correlation to my life. The quicksand and the weird stuff that was blocking me. No, it was just a lot of sand, and there was, like, weird stuff, like junk. Somebody had spilled. I was like, oh, my gosh, is that blood? And then I realized it was spaghetti. I mean, just weird stuff.
Great.
But, yeah. I know. Well, read into that.
Speaking of reading, when you go to bed, read some. Reach for something that's really good, helpful, something that will bridge the end of the day to the beginning of the next day, things that you want to have happen. I find this to be very helpful for me.
My problem is I watched Debris before I went to bed. Well, that's probably why I was all whacked out.
That could be. Yeah, well, listen, we'll have to check with Mr. Tucker about that. Speaking of misters, anybody got an update on the Derek Chauvin trial? The knee meister. What are the jurors being asked? And
there's something weird going on in the procedures. So on Monday, the official charges right now are second degree murder and manslaughter. So two charges. Apparently there was murder in the third degree that was also being considered. And so the judge wanted to move along on Monday. The judge that is going to be presiding over the case wanted to move along with jury selection. But there was an argument, and I kind of get it. I can't remember if it's from the defense or from the prosecutors. They said, why would we pick our jury when we don't even know exactly what the charges are? Like, how could we still be waiting for what that next charge is going to be? And so the judge held off on jury selection on Monday and then finally came back in the evening on Monday and said, you know what, unless a court stops us, because there had been an injunction in a higher court, he said, unless a higher court stops us, we're going to continue on with jury selection. So that's what they did on Tuesday, and starting the process of jury selection, and they were able to seat a few jurors so far, I think, up until this point.
Right. All right.
How do you find that? I mean, this is a tough case.
Yeah.
Because people have the feels about it.
Exactly.
Where you are, people know about it and have some sort of idea as to what happened or what went wrong. And I don't know how you find an untainted jury pool, but
all right. So I'm going to ask you both a question in terms of this is sort of editorializing on the air. We all have choices about what we talk about. And sometimes you were following your ideas and sometimes you're following my ideas. I'm trying to figure out whether I really even want to talk about the story about these officers who apparently danced at some Black Lives Matter rally, and then they were involved in storming the Capitol. And I don't understand. They were dancing the electric slide, these three police officers, in the grass next to a farmer's market, and then the next thing you know, they're involved. Why are they even as police officers, they shouldn't be involved in either one of those things, it seems to me. So
yeah, and I don't understand the correlation. If they were at the Black Lives Matter rally to be there for security or for whatever reason, and they started dancing, to me that doesn't seem like they were doing anything wrong. There were a lot of instances of police officers trying to befriend the people who are out protesting.
Is that appropriate under the circumstances with them in the uniform?
I don't know. I mean, our mayor and our police chief, like, bowed down, literally, on the, like...
That doesn't mean it's right if those guys do it.
Well, yeah. I know, but I'm saying people were trying to fit in with the Black Lives Matter ralliers all throughout the summer. So I don't know if that matters. Now, if these police officers were walking through the Capitol when they shouldn't have been, if they were part of a violent mob, I think that's something that we should be concerned with. I don't know why the link, other than to try to create some weird, salacious narrative. I don't know. I'm looking at the story.
Certainly the news media is capable of that.
Well, I mean, the story, at least that I'm reading right now, says that two police officers who once appeared to support Black Lives Matter activists in rural Virginia have now been revealed to be one of the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. So,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Who cares? They're trying to say that people who stormed the Capitol and everybody that was there are a bunch of racists. It may have had nothing to do with race. This is race baiting. These are people who are trying to make assumptions about the people that were there.
So let's take it one step further. This guy, Jacob Chansley, who is supposed to be the guy that is Mr. QAnon.
The guy with the horns.
Right.
He's not Q. He's not believed to be the Q guy behind QAnon. But he's someone who likes to go to rallies. He's been seen at rallies for everything. And he calls himself the Q shaman. And he's the one that's still in jail today. He's the one that everybody saw with the horns and the Viking outfit and the whole nine.
So the documents that have been presented in court to the judge, the argument is that his statements holding former President Trump accountable for his illegal entry to the Capitol building showed that he was unremorseful about his actions. He blames Trump. Well, a lot of people have been blaming Trump, whether that's, you know, that's yet
to be. Well, I think he knows that's where his political bread is buttered. He knows that if he says that Trump made him do it, that's going to make
it better. Trump made nobody do it. Trump may have incited people to do it, but he didn't hold a gun to anybody's head and say, you do this. If you're dumb enough to get involved in this sort of thing, that's on you. That's not on Trump. Even though, you know, Trump's been accused of a lot of things and he could have done better and he might have kept people away.
He's never
told
anybody at any time to go storm into the Capitol building.
Yeah,
Find me where he said it and maybe this guy would have a defense.
Anyway, so this guy is getting, he's getting his just desserts. Now, in the bigger picture...
He's also the guy whose mother made him get, was trying to get them to give him organic food because her baby couldn't handle the organic food.
Okay. Good to know. I didn't know that. The defense secretary has approved an extension of the National Guard deployment in the Capitol for 2 more months because they say possible threats of violence remain. What are they? Isn't that what somebody said the other day when Trump was going to be inaugurated? I didn't see anything. There wasn't a peep out of anybody, was there?
I know this doesn't matter when we play the what-if game, but think about if Trump's in the White House, and think about what the media would say if there was a chain-link fence around a Republican-run Congress and a National Guard being deployed for months around the United States Capitol. What would they say? They would say it's tyrannical. They would say that the dictator needs his army. They would say all sorts of things. And yet people are saying, oh, we need it there for violence. This is what is so insulting to me is take down the dang fence. Take away the National Guard. It should be doing something more important than what they're doing right now, sleeping in parking lots, getting fed like shards of metal, according to the Michigan National Guards. Let them go home. And let's hold the Capitol Police accountable, the Metro Police in Washington, D.C., and the FBI, who also has some account in this. What went wrong? Figure it out. Fix it. There's no reason the U.S. Capitol should be a soft target. But pull down all the dramatics, because all they're trying to do is tamp down people from being Trump supporters or Republicans or trying to scare people out of their opinions. And I don't know. I just think it's a bad look.
Not a good look, to be sure. Anyway, so they're going to keep 2,300 guard troops in the Capitol for another couple of weeks. There are 5,100 troops in Washington at the moment. What do people who come from outside who look and see all these troops around? They think they're in Russia or some places.
If Trump did it, that's exactly what they would be saying. But I guess we get it.
But is there a danger, really, at this point? Is there really a danger?
No.
I don't see
there
that there's a...
I got to be honest with you. You know this. From the very beginning, I do not support those people who went into the Capitol. I think they broke the law. I think they were wrong. I think they need to be prosecuted. That being said, when you start to reveal, and this is not some right-wing conspiracy, the director, or the number two at the FBI, was questioned this week and asked how many weapons were recovered from the scene. They didn't walk in there with one weapon. No weapons were found. They walked in with motorcycle helmets and mace. That's a pretty pathetic insurrection, if that's what we're going to call it. The only shots that were fired were the shots from the Capitol Police killing that woman who came through the window. Now, again, are these people bad? Should they have not stormed into the Capitol? Absolutely. Should they be put in jail? Yes, they should. But to try to build this up to more than it is just... It's
let's take one more page. Let's visit one more page here. The Justice Department has unsealed charges against Joshua James, guy from Alabama, who accused in an affidavit of being a member of the Oath Keepers. So what's the relationship of the Oath Keepers to QAnon, of these others? How many different groups are there?
So here's the thing, and this is all honesty. I know Victoria always laughs and goes, how could you not? I had no idea who the Oath Keepers were. I had no idea who the Proud Boys were. I had no idea what these groups were until they were brought up in that debate with Trump and Biden. And they said, denounce these people. And I was like, who are they talking about? These are fringy groups. I don't know how many people belong to them. I don't think that they have any relation to Q, because here's the thing about Q. There are a lot of internet theories that are spinning off of what the QAnon people believe. But if you look at the account, which is on the dark web, from the person who is Q, who's believed to be a member of the government, who is talking about the swamp, which I think if you look at the surface of it, many people believe in some of the stuff Q said about there being a whole second class of people working behind the scenes instead of the political figures that we're looking at, like Trump and Pelosi. There's a whole swamp network of things. And I think that sounds realistic. I don't know if I buy into it, but I'm sure there's some of that going on. Q has not posted since December. Q has not posted anything about insurrection. I don't even think I don't even know what his last post was, but it was, I don't even think it was about the election. So everything that is being spun right now and blamed on Q are people who are taking internet videos and spinning themselves up, and these groups who are trying to perpetrate it to get chaos out of it. So anybody who says that Q said storm the Capitol and the insurrection and the inauguration of Trump in March, according to what I've heard, and I just talked to somebody like 3 days ago that said the last post on Q was in December. So,
all right. There it is. Food for thought, ladies and gents. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal bank, license fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and LLS, consumer access, number 330.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voids and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. Analyst Consumer Access. Number 33.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program, with a focus on trending stories and some of your responses on social media. Jay Kirshner is here. We've been over, under, sideways, down on the business with regard to Harry and Meghan, the Oprah interview, Piers Morgan, a chicken blanging. I was about to say something I can't say on the air.
What?
All right, so John Oliver, who's another piece of dirt, there's a video of him warning Meghan about royalty during a chat with another piece of dirt, Stephen Colbert. They're all together here. The prediction was emotional complications would arise. So what kind of place is that taking in all this huzzerai, Jay?
Yeah, this video is from 2018 when John Oliver joined Stephen Colbert on The Late Show, and I mean, he is talking about, I would not blame her if she pulled out of this at the last minute. He's quoted as saying, I don't think you need to have just seen the pilot episode of The Crown to get a basic sense of what she might be marrying into. He also says that he calls the royal family an emotionally stunted group of fundamentally flawed people doing a very silly pseudo job. So this video from 3 years ago is resurfacing where he's basically warning her, like, run.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's clear that she loves him and he loves her. And does love conquer all, though? That's the question. Are these people going to stay together for the rest of their lives? Is it now, have they got peace in the valley, and are they going to be okay? Or do you think that this continues to erupt and even though they're over here, are they going to be continually harassed and harangued, or they just give the middle finger to the British press and move on?
I mean, I hope they stay together. I really like them together, and they seem very much like a united front, that they care about their family. They, you know, they truly love each other. There is a respect there. And
you're right.
I feel like, I mean, they probably will hide out in America for a while because they don't have the British press up their butts.
Right. All right. Speaking of press up the butts, this business of Dr. Seuss's books, that's something else that seems to be trending. And good for the people publishing the books. They're apparently selling out like hotcakes. right?
Yes, yes. People who already own them are selling them online. I mean, eBay pulled the plug and delisted the banned books, but there were collections of all six books going for upwards of $5,000. So the people who already owned these books are selling them, and they are making some coin.
Well, where are they selling them? Because eBay did pull them down. I noticed that. Did they put them back up again?
No, eBay has them still delisted, but you know, they can.
Why does eBay delist them? Who the hell are they?
It's like the new dark web thing.
Wait a minute. Why does eBay have the starch to, you know, if you're selling Mein Kampf, maybe you pull that down, but because some people don't like Dr. Seuss, now eBay is becoming the cancel culturist?
It's not all of his books. Yeah. It's only the six books in question. I mean, even the original books, like the books being pulled, it was from Dr. Seuss's family that were making the call, too, of like they don't want his name tied to these because there are some really harmful characterizations.
So how come it's taken so long to figure that out would be my question.
That is a good question. Why did it take so long? Right. I think that's a valid question.
I think the other question is, why are some books okay with their racist imagery and Dr. Seuss? Is not. I mean, it should be all or nothing, and it's not.
Yeah. Give me some ham and eggs. So what's this stuff with Kelly Clarkson and Blake? I actually have been watching the show a little bit here and there. It's not at the same time as American Idol. American Idol has had pretty good ratings so far this year. Hasn't the last few years, but they keep it going for a number of different reasons. So Kelly was on The Voice. She was on American Idol. That's where she got discovered, right?
Yeah, she was the OG American Idol, season one.
Right. So why is Blake taking shots at her? He says, you are on a failed TV show. Well, show is failed.
They're just messing around. They were fighting with each other over getting one of the contestants. And Blake was trying to get the contestants to throw in Kelly under the bus. And then she was coming back with quips. It was all funny.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
It's Monday night right here in a New Folsom C facility, right here with my cellie, some white lightning, a little cuff, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
College basketball's March Madness kicks off Thursday, March 18th. 68 schools will determine who's the best of the best. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
5 more tickets to the Big Dance were punched on Tuesday night. Number 1 Gonzaga remained undefeated, taking the West Coast Conference title with an 88-78 win over BYU. Oral Roberts beat North Dakota State 75-72 to claim the Summit League's automatic bid. Drexel claimed the Colonial Athletic Championship with a 63-56 win over Elon. Cleveland State will represent the Horizon League in the NCAA tournament, taking a conference title with an 80-69 win over Oakland. And Mount St. Mary's defeated Bryant 73-68 to claim the Northeast Conference title.
Regional games will be played in Denver, Minneapolis, Memphis, and Brooklyn. The Final Four is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Driver Kevin Harvick reflects on NASCAR's work to adapt 1 year after the COVID-19 outbreak, citing positive changes coming out of a tough situation.
You know, there's just so many little things that will make us more efficient. Whether it's how we bring guests to the racetrack, how we sign in, the sheer number of people, the days we're at the racetrack. I think there's just a lot of things that happen that probably wouldn't have happened as rapidly if we weren't in this in this environment. So, you know, in a really, really bad scenario, I think we're going to come out of this with a lot of ideas and have tried a lot of things that we might not have necessarily tried if it was a normal year.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's trending? That's our deal here. The live DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Victoria Off this week. There's lots of stuff to get into, to get inside of. That's what I love about this. I was looking at things that stress people out. You know what stresses me out? Not knowing. You ever feel that way, ladies? If not knowing?
Of course. Yes. Fear of the unknown. Come on.
Yeah. Not knowing what's going on. All right, so let's. Is this something to be celebrated? Alaska, excuse me. Let me try that again. Alaska has become the first state to have vaccinations available to everyone. Starting today, those of you who listen, we have 3 stations up in Alaska. So you all are going to be, according to Mike Dunleavy, who's the governor, he posted on Twitter that this is a significant step. And our efforts put the virus behind us. I don't know that I've heard too much about Alaska. How much of a problem has it been up there? Did they have a big deal?
They had full closures or anything. There's a lot of space up in Alaska. People aren't all over
really?
Each other.
Really?
Shut up. No, but my old boss lives up there, and he said it was, I think they had some cases, but I don't think it was a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it is. But what do we think about? Why don't we just do that everywhere? Why not just have the vaccines? Why is it an age thing? Frankly,
I think it's a numbers game. If you only have certain vaccines, you have to prioritize. It can't be a free for all. Think about how much trouble you had just booking your appointment as a senior. So I think that would be compounded if everybody was trying to get one. And I think because older people are the most vulnerable, I think that's the way it should be. Forget people who are looking at demographics or there are a lot of people who are saying, well, we can buy it. So because we can buy it, we should be able to get it. No, I think everybody should get a fair crack at it. And age seems to be the common way to figure out, no matter what your race or your gender, that it seems to impact people. So start with that.
I'm looking at the so-called expert's overview of performance. And apparently, according to this list of experts, quote-unquote, the vaccines have outperformed what the expectations were for them. The variants of concern, the fact that there are new variants, and that may impede the vaccine working wonderfully well for everybody. But there are folks who are studying this. There are studies like you wouldn't believe. The amount of grants that have been given to study this, that, and the other thing. There is, according to Dr. Jeremy Camille at Louisiana State University, there are going to be other variants. They'll emerge. And there are going to be pockets of outbreaks here and there around the country from now on. But, he says, that is not cause for alarm. The people who are fretting over all these strains are just creating unnecessary worry among the American people. I agree with that. Just get yourself vaccinated. It may be that the vaccines have been pretty effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths. That's for sure. So you're going to get sick. All right. So how many people get the flu every year and get sick? Well, we can't, you know, you can take a shot if you want, but most of the time, in my experience, it doesn't work. I've never had a flu shot and I've never had the flu. But I've seen my, I remember the reason I didn't is because I remember once when the flu vaccines first came out, my father got one and he got unbelievably violently sick from taking it. I mean, that happens from time to time. There's nothing about this that's perfection. See, what the news media does is build up in us the thought that, okay, everybody needs to do this and everybody's going to come out like that. That's nonsense. Everybody doesn't apply to anything. Because it just isn't that we're going to all fit in. We're not going to all agree. We're not going to all get along. We're not going to all get sick. We're not going to all get better. It just isn't an all in the game or nothing in the game. And I think it's nonsense for us to be overviewing this thing with some kind of imperative. We have to get to this point in order for everything to be A-OK. Bull crap. Anyway, let's see here. 59,000 cases this past week in Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Arizona, West Virginia, and Connecticut. I think we're seeing a lot of changes to restrictions, right? Isn't there, what's going on in down where you are in Nashville, Jay, in terms of restrictions? Can everybody? I went to a Chinese restaurant last night. There was nobody there, but it was open for everybody. So what's going on down there with restaurants, bars? There's so much to do in Nashville.
There's still a little bit of restrictions, but, I mean, just because the restrictions are in place doesn't really mean that a lot of those bars and honky-tonks are following them. Yeah, I mean, you still have packed-in people. And regarding the COVID vaccine, they open it up to 16 and up with certain health conditions.
In Tennessee, really?
In Tennessee, yeah. And doing it. I mean, Nashville, I don't know how every community in Tennessee is doing it, but Nashville is going by the honor system. So you just go online, fill out a form, state your age and whatever of the issues that you might have, obesity, diabetes, COPD, any of those things. Or if you are a caregiver, if you are pregnant, you live in a household with somebody who is pregnant, you're eligible for it, 16 and up.
Really? Huh. All right. The Boy Scout lawsuit situation. This is a tragedy. It really is. We started talking about this. I think we brought it back up last week because the lawsuits were beginning to be heard. There's a committee that represents the child sexual abuse survivors of the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts have gone bankrupt. They've agreed to an extension of the injunction, which would halt the lawsuits because the Boy Scouts don't quite know what they're going to do in terms of finding the money to pay off all these lawsuits. It's not like the Catholic Church. They have lots of land they can sell, and that's how they use, that's what they use to pay off all these lawsuits. Although the Boy Scouts, we have a Boy Scout Jamboree camp here in Framingham. It's 119 acres, and it's worth, over there, probably worth 14, 15 million bucks. And they're thinking about selling it.
Probably a drop in the bucket with all the boys.
Right. Yeah, well, so, but what should be done here is the question. If you were the mother, either of the two of you, if you were the mother of somebody who had been, molested, taken advantage of by one of these, what would you want to see done?
I'd rip somebody's face off.
Yeah, I'd want to go after the person who did it.
Don't have to go to court for that.
Yeah. The Boy Scouts as a culture have had way too many good things come out of their group than bad.
Yes.
And so I would go after the individuals, as I think they should have been able to do with the Catholic priest. Somehow the Catholic priest skated on it. I mean, forget demonizing the Catholic Church. Go after the bad priests. Forget demonizing the Boy Scouts.
Go after the people that allowed it to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Leveraging the Boy Scouts to prey on kids. I mean, that's what I would want as a parent, I think.
All right. We're going to China for a moment or two or three, okay? Hong Kong, you've seen all the protests going on there. Now there's a new wrinkle. The information this week that's leaking out of China focuses on how they are eliminating. It sounds to me like the Nazis going after the Jews, right? I mean, think about it. They've somehow or other obliterated 2 million Muslims that are in China. Have they, what have they done with them? They put them in camps? They're killing some of them? And they don't seem to be able to get out, or do they not want to get out? Why don't they just leave? They could go someplace. Unless they can't, why would the Chinese want them there? If they want to get rid of them, why wouldn't they just let them get out of the country? Find a way to get rid of them. But if you don't think the Chinese are the biggest racists in the world, excuse me, go ahead, what'd you say, Jen?
No, the Uyghurs are the Muslims that are being...
Yeah, the Uyghurs.
They're literally put in camps.
Yeah.
And this has been
concentration
going on in
China. Camps.
It makes it no... And this is what they do to their prisoners, too, who dare practice a certain faith or maybe question the government. They get put into camps. I spoke to a woman who got out of a camp after a year. They do medical testing on these people. They do all sorts of crazy things that are in... Things that you wouldn't even imagine would fly or be accepted by culture. And people know about this. And so there's a lot of pressure on the Biden administration right now to call out China for their treatment. The Trump administration started to. Mike Pompeo, that was one of his big issues when he left office. He said, we have to do something about this group of people who are just, I mean, they're being killed. And sometimes that's the easy escape. So it's a problem. And I think Biden's going to have to address it, or at least his Secretary of State, Blinken's going to have to do it sooner rather than later. But they haven't said anything yet. And it's a problem. The world needs to come together on this. We should not be accepting of this, no matter who it is.
Do we need to go after the Chinese and give them what for? What are we afraid of? These chicken crappers that run these company, the countries, well, companies as well. What do you think? Why, if we go after the Chinese the way we need to go after them, put them in their place? I was trying to figure this out. Help me, Jennifer, with this. There's a congressman named Vicente Gonzalez, who's from Texas, that has filed financial disclosure forms that show that he has holdings in the Bank of China worth more than $100,000. Why would an American put money in the state-run bank of the Chinese Communist Party? Huh?
Why would they do that? I don't know. I think we would be appalled if we followed the money into some of our members of Congress. I think we talked about this. I know we did last year.
Well, there's different angles.
I was able to name on one hand the people who had spoken out against China in Congress. It was like a list of Dan Crenshaw, Marsha Blackburn, Ted Cruz. I mean, there was like five or six people who had spoken out against China, and that was it. It was crickets from everybody else after this virus. And how they can be quiet, it has to be money. You're not doing it for the good of your country or your constituents, so what's the good of your pocketbooks? And sometimes it's probably not even the money that's funded, that's going into the pockets of the Congress people. but probably the people in their office. Their chiefs of staff are incredibly powerful in Washington, D.C. That's the real swamp.
Yeah.
The people who go from person to person to person.
Right.
And it's have a lot of
guys.
Influence.
Career managers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody talks about term limits, but you got to look at the people who are running the offices, because it's required when you're a freshman member of Congress coming in full of piss and vinegar. You have to be given one of these senior staffers so that you know what's going on.
This guy Gonzalez, I'm reading further into the report, he declared between $250,000 and $500,000 in interest in the Everbank. That's what they call it, the Everbank, which is the Bank of China that's run by the Chinese Communist Party. Good God, what the hell are we doing? And seriously, every day, and people say, oh, you talk too much about the Chinese. Really? Well, what would you rather have me talk about in concern in terms of what my concerns are? And why aren't you concerned about it? Excuse me, would be
the person running against him said you should be investing your money in an American bank, putting Americans first and American communities first.
And what was Gonzalez's response?
Why are you getting interest from, or, you know, why are you earning interest from him? I don't think he has responded yet. I'm just seeing her attacks on him. And the only place I found the story was the CBS website in Austin.
Yeah, there you go. Nobody else is going to, these big phonies and the big national, they're going to look at this because they're too much beholden to the Chinese money, advertising, buying advertising on all their networks and buying into Hollywood, buying advertisements in Time magazine. I told you they spent $4 million a week, right? In Time magazine, we had that conversation, I think, a week or so ago when I was going through the China four-page insert every week in Time magazine. They get paid $4 million a week by the Chinese government to put that crap in Time magazine. Good God. All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Yesterday, we told you about Tech Easy. It's a website to help make using and understanding your tech a lot easier. So how does it work? We asked Tech Easy's Jared Kahn.
One is, if you're searching for a specific product, you can come to our website and navigate through all of the different products that we have, choose one, and we can set it up, deliver it to you, set it up, get it up and running on the spot, whenever it works best for you. And the second is, if you already have the product or you have technology that you work with often, like your computer or your phone or whatever it may be, you can also just get TechSpert help, our tech experts. And so we can come by for, you know, however long you'd like. We start at an hour and they'll come and help you with whatever's going on and make sure that you're up and running at the end of the call.
And that house call can also happen virtually.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new Afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. All right, let's talk about what's in the DJV download, shall we? The crew discussing how do you become happy and stay happy in this podcast. We agree happiness comes mostly from relationships with other people. So that's kind of cool. Also, we talk about the stimulus package, what's going on, who's getting it. Jennifer talks about some of the kinks in the package. Jennifer likes to talk about kinky stuff. I know that for sure.
Check out
her kinky stuff at djvdownload.com or wherever you get your podcasts, 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from the president of the Animal Lovers of America group. Dr. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is where you can find out more info on where the stations are. Find out about Hugs and Kisses, which is Warren's proprietary blend of vitamins and minerals for your cat, your dog. Everybody should be giving this to their dogs or their cats. Speaking about cats, Warren, apparently the quarantine has caused a problem with cats. I'm looking at the average weight increase for the average cat is 4 pounds in the last year, since this started a year ago this week. The average cat, what does the average cat weigh? I don't even know.
10 pounds. The average cat's about 10 pounds. But remember this, if the average cat is 10 pounds and you have a cat that's the average size and he gains 4 pounds, that's almost 50% of his weight.
Right. So how much heart attack stuff? Do these animals have heart attacks
It affects every part of their system, no different than it affects people. Being obese, you know, diabetes, arthritis, it affects it. So it's so important to make sure that your pet is a good, healthy weight. Now, remember, there are certain breeds that may look heavier that are really not heavy, and there are certain breeds like the Saluki, for example. Have you ever seen a Saluki?
No, I don't know what a Saluki is.
Oh, it's an Egyptian breed of dog, but it, if you looked at it and you didn't know the breed, you would think they were emaciated because that's the way they are. But in terms of obesity, that's one of the biggest problems. I would say of all the problems veterinarians run across nowadays, 50%, over 50% of pets are in some way obese. I'm very careful with my dogs. I weigh them every couple of weeks. I give them the amount of food. Yeah, they get a lot of treats as well, but I make sure that they're not gaining weight because of hips and joints and other problems as well.
Yeah. Daisy's been up and down. She's a little heavier than Charlotte was, but because she's muscular in the front, because she didn't, you know, she needed her front legs to move around because she couldn't walk. And so she's a little thicker there. And I, but I try to, you know, it's hard. You look at their eyes, please give me some more to eat.
Yeah, but the hardest part is it's kind of like when you live with the dog or you live with the cat and you see them every single day. You don't realize.
You don't see it.
Exactly. Right. You don't realize they're putting on the weight. That's why every couple of days I'll get on the scale, weigh myself, pick up one of the dogs, weigh them with me, and then I can subtract and figure out how much they weigh. Because I'm a genius, Doug.
I know you are. You have strong feelings about veterinarians. I want to tell you a story. We have two barn cats on the farm. One of them is a cat I really like. Frankly, I've never been much of a cat person, but I do like this one. A very good, very kind of loving cat. It was somebody abused it. We don't know who. We had to have her fixed up. She had a cracked pelvis or something, and now she's fine. But there's another cat there that hadn't been neutered. So I said to the kid that runs the feeding area for the animals, get the cat spayed. So he brings her down to the vet. They say, okay, it's going to be $200 for this. And then while they're in there, they conveniently call up and say, well, there's a hernia in there, and while we're in there, why don't we fix it? And so I said, well, how much is it going to cost? The guy says, $400. And I said, you're already in there. What's going to cost $400? Oh, well, we have a price for this and a price for that. So I said, nope, no, sew it back up. I'm not spending $600-something on a cat. And I found out that the reason that I had my instincts, the cat has AIDS. I didn't really know. Did you know?
Yeah, feline AIDS, sure.
Huh? How the hell did the cat get AIDS?
It's a different form, and it's transferring from one cat to another, but people don't have to worry about getting it from a cat, so don't worry about that aspect of it.
No.
Yeah, it's been around for years. Feline AIDS has been around for quite a while, and very often there are little sanctuaries that only will accept feline-positive cats. This way they can keep them together. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, though. My feeling about vets is, for the most part, they're the most amazing people in the world. Imagine dealing with an illness or a sickness, and they can't tell you where it hurts or how it feels.
That's true. But there's some of the charges of some of these vets, though, Warren.
You're exactly right, especially where I live in Los Angeles, for example. If I were, the cost between getting a veterinarian, where I live on the west side, we're Santa Monica, the cost difference between getting a dog spayed and neutered on the west side versus getting a dog spayed and neutered in the valley is probably about $200-$300 difference. I mean, you have to shop around, but you have to make sure the vet you're going to is really qualified. Check them out.
There are clinics, though, that'll do it for $19.
Most shelters. My friend Joey, I mean, he has who owns Lucy Petfoot. He does it all the time. Yeah. He has a big van that goes around and free spay and neuter at the shelter. So there are options out there. There's no reason that no dog or cat should not be spayed or neutered.
Absolutely. Well, be careful when you go in. The charges, they said it was going to be a charge of $200. By the time we were done, just the neutering was $400.
Yeah.
So, it gets to be wacko. The president's
beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. President's dogs were booted from the White House. Are you surprised about that? They were too aggressive.
I wasn't surprised at all. They weren't socialized enough. You know, it's going from one house to another house, one location to another location. They needed more socializing, more time to adjust.
Right. All right, there's the word. Warren Eckstein.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to
800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.